Welcome to Off the Handle, your favorite sports comedy podcast and entertainment. I'm your host, Renald Preville, and I'm back again. Yes, I haven't been out for a little bit. I did release two episodes a couple weeks ago, or actually last week and the other day. The episodes aren't really up there anymore. I deleted them because I kind of like put out some personal info on there to where I was like, y'all need to know all my business, you know? So those episodes aren't up right now. I did two episodes, 47 and 48. Those are gone, but thank you for the guys that listen to those. I really appreciate the fans. Who the hell do I think I am? appreciate the guy, you guys listening to those two episodes. But like I said, didn't want too much personal information out there. But the people that did listen, you already know some of my business. But I'll just say this, that I moved to upstate New York. I'm enjoying it. It's a whole different way of living in South Florida. Totally. Like, it's slow pace. Like, you know, like the town I live in, it's not like I love teasing my fiance about it. Like, we live in the sticks. We live in a hick town. Where's the Piggly Wiggly? I don't even know what a Piggly Wiggly is. I think it's a small little, like, not convenience store, but a I guess you can consider it a convenience store is like a Rite Aid and Eckerd's. I definitely aged myself there. If you know what an Eckerd's is, they don't exist anymore. What do you call a Piggly Wiggly? Let me look that up. What do you call a Piggly? What do you call a Piggly Wiggly? It is a, what is, why is it called a Piggly Wiggly? Well, that's not the question I asked. We'll find this out. Why do they call it a Piggly Wiggly? I guess the owner saw a train window with several little pigs struggling to get under a fence, and the rhyming name occurred to him then. Okay, so the guy that owned started the Piggly Wiggly saw some pigs, spit a quick freestyle, and now it's called Piggly Wiggly. Isn't it like an assignment store? I have no idea what it, I don't. Anyway, it's a store. That's what a Piggly Wiggly is. I'm a genius. That's what it is. It's just a stupid store. If they're sponsors, you're not stupid. You're genius for making the name. Yes. Just start the show off. Didn't get to watch any little bit of wrestling. It's so hard to get back into watching wrestling. Like I said that in the last two episodes that aren't there. It just to get the time to watch wrestling. It's like, since I moved upstate New York, I haven't been doing a lot because I haven't started my new job yet. But I kind of just been mostly just taking care of the apartment, setting things up. You know, it's not a lot to be doing, but, you know, it's kind of settling in. Just being, I kind of feel like I'm on vacation, but without any money. So I'm like homeless inside. No, just kind of figuring out my stuff out here. Recording more episodes of podcasts, trying to figure out what more equipment I want to do since we got like more space. And being in upstate New York is way different from South Florida, where like I was with my fiance, with the wifey, and we were like driving to do some errands for like our family or whatever. And we were just driving down this road. I think it's called Waterville. We were going to the town Waterville, and it was like probably like 10:30 in the morning. And my fiance said to me, he's like, where in Florida could you drive at 10:30 and there's like no cars on the road? I can't think of it. I mean, there's are some little country areas in Florida, but like even then, those are pretty packed. Like 10:30 on 95. Nope. It's packed. Even on a Sunday, it's still busy. You know, they definitely have some busy roads up here, like upstate New York. So I'm not like in the city. Like New York City is way, way busier, right? But upstate is just a little bit of a, you know, you'll see a couple of cars, but like mostly just really no traffic at all. I'm enjoying that. Like no traffic. I pretty much get to everywhere I need to get to within like 5 to 10 minutes. The longest they're definitely like, when I do go to the city, like when I will go to the city, like to kind of maybe try to do some open mics or just kind of get out there, it's probably like 3 hours away from me. And no, I think it's like four. No, yeah, yeah. It's like 3 hours for me from the city. No, I think it's like five. And it's like 3 hours from Buffalo. So yeah, something like that. You know, just places to go, just things to do. It just a little, you got to drive a little bit if you want to go farther areas. But like driving with my girl, just looking around, and it's like, I'm near mountains, like literally like mountains. And, I've been here for about what, 2 weeks, maybe three. And I still get moments to really, like, I get these moments in my heart and chest where it's like, yo, I really live up here. Like, I just tell my girl, like, oh, I'm kind of having a panic attack. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just being dramatic, like Renault always is. I'm like, this isn't a, I'm not having a panic attack. It's just more like I'm just starting to feel like it's settling in that, like, I really live here. Like, I am no longer a South Florida, like, resident. Real about that. I know you guys are getting a hurricane in South Florida. And I think the Tampa area, Jacksonville. I don't think it's considered South Florida. Whatever. Anyway, you know, be safe. Hopefully it just goes past. And it'd be like that hurricane that happened in California that wasn't a hurricane. So hopefully you guys are safe and hopefully it's not that bad. But moving on, we're going to talk about 90 Day Fiance. The other way, I think it's, no, not the other way. It's before the 90 days. I watch both. I watch all three. One of my friends love teasing me about it. Is like, bro, you really watch that show? I'm like, damn right I do. 90 days. Every Sunday, every Monday, I watch all the franchises. I love that shit. I love that show. But before the 90 days, the most couple you really want to talk about, what I want to talk about is, what's his name? Gino and Jasmine. Breakup. Boy, don't bring that girl to this country. If you watched the last episode, if you know the couple from 90 Day Fiance of Gino and Jasmine, you already see that their struggles in relationship is that they don't have any respect for each other. Or actually, Jasmine has no respect for Gino. And I would say Gino don't really have respect for her, because if you guys remember when they first started to go out, when they first actually aired the couple, that what Gino did was mad disrespectful as hell. When they first got together, he got Jasmine got a notification, a message saying that pretty much a picture of herself, her nudes, that Gino sent. One of Gino's ex-girlfriends is Gino sent a nude to his ex-girlfriend to kind of like brag about, oh, look what I got. Look what I, you know, what I got, what's going on in my life. I guess to make his ex jealous. And everyone's done that. Everyone, I have definitely made my exes jealous by looking at, like, oh, look at my girl. I've never sent them a picture. I just kind of just post on Instagram and it's like, this is who I'm with. But the nudes, that was mad disrespectful. So that's why I'm saying, like, Gino don't have respect. It was definitely definitely a little bit like too much of her privacy. Like you disrespected her privacy, her as a person. I do feel like she's been dragging it though. Like she forgave them. So she forgave them, but she kind of still brings it up a little bit. And I'm being a hypocrite because I do that myself, but it's a learning. I'm still learning. I'm still growing as a person. But like, yeah, that was their first like big argument in their situation. And if you watch the couple, you could see like it's pretty much Gino is, I think he's like an engineer. Yeah, he's an engineer. He builds things, gets things done. And Jasmine, I think she was like a stay-at-home mom or something. And you know, that's a hard job. I think, I don't know actually what she did, but we do know she has kids. I don't know exactly what she did, but anyway, and it's pretty much, it seems like Gino has been taking care of her. The beginning of the season, it opens up with, she moves into this like high rise hotel. She's always talking about her exes, and more we find out is that like, Jasmine doesn't really let him like talk to his exes, and you shouldn't really. Like, if you're in a committed relationship, exes don't need to exist. They out. What we need to talk about, done. And totally get that from Jasmine. Like, she just want him to talk to his ex. But the more you watch it of this season, you start to see that Jasmine is literally her ex is her neighbor. She moved in with the money that Gino has been sending her to go live in an apartment next to her ex. But she ain't never told Jasmine, or Jasmine never told Gino that her ex lives in this building. He's pretty much had to find out from like her friends, and then she's gone out, sneak out to go hang out with her ex, to go hang out and say like, and then the producer asked her like, well, why is it okay for you to talk and hang out with your exes, but Gino isn't? She says like, well, I'm more trustworthy than him. And it's like I go back to what I said earlier, is like where she dragging that whole, like what he did to it with his exes, like sending the news of Jasmine, she's dragging it. And they, people, narcissists do that. You make one mistake, and it was a horrible mistake. You make a mistake and they carry that to control you and make you feel like they're not a bad person. And Jasmine is. I'm going to tell you right now, Gino, again, don't sign that visa. Do not let that girl come to this country. She don't like you. She embarrasses him constantly, always talking about their sex issues. From what pretty much Gino don't get it up with her. Oh, and she's a very attractive girl, so she takes it personally. And it's like Gino has expressed his feelings where he says that it's kind of hard for him to be romantic when she's always yelling and complaining and like screaming at him. Why would he want to? He's expressed it multiple times, and I guess he needs Viagra. He's older. He's an older guy. It happens. You know, it happens to some young guys. Not this guy. not Ronald. I'm still good for a long time, hopefully. But it's that she's always screaming at him. She's embarrassing him all the time. She's making him feel like less of a man, and that's what narcissists do. You're a bad person if you don't give in to their demands. And that's what it seems like. She's always asking for money. It's telling him like, my family is more important, or she should be the number one person in his life. And yeah, when you get married, of course. But she's saying that she should be number one more than his family. I'm like, bitch, are you fucking crazy? You're not even married yet. Is he number one in your life over your kids? No, but he's supposed to care about you more than his own family? Fuck out of here. Crazy shit. And then pretty much the episode ends with they're in the confessionals, and she's telling him how, because he's telling her like, well, you're not more important. It's more like a tie. I respect that. You're saying she's still important, but she's not more important than your family because that's your family. You're saying that they're both, you care about them both the same. They're both important. Equal playing field. Your partner is supposed to be a little go before, but like they're not married yet, so I get it. But she starts going off about it, like getting angry with him, telling him his family's trash and this and that. Like, why would I want you in my life if you think my family's trash? And when they're not, you know, I know some people have some toxic families, but it doesn't seem like Gino comes from a toxic family. They just calling out what they see. Like, she's a gold digger. I remember the episode, even early in the episode, she was like asking him to pay for the apartment while they're looking for the K-1 visas while they're going through the process, and did the math, and it's what $36,000 for 1 year. 1 year in an apartment. And that's usually what you pay for some. I do not pay $36,000 for this apartment. But that, because it's like a high rise, like a big fancy building. And I mean, if he's about to retire, spending $36,000 for 1 year of an apartment where he lives another place isn't really fair. And she's upset. She's calling him like, you've gone to take girls out on he's on a sugar baby website. She's throwing that in his face. Narcissists do that. They throw things that you've told him or things that you've already moved on from in his face. Like he took his ex to Disney, he did that. I'm like, that's not $36,000 fucking dollars. That's probably a total of maybe $5,000 or $6,000. And he was being pretty reasonable. Gino was like telling her, hey, let's maybe look at a different apartment. And she's like, get out of my place. Get out of my apartment. Threw his toothbrush. I don't know why does she keep throwing the man's toothbrush all the time. The 90 Day Fiancé, the editors, guys, y'all are dirty for doing that, like zooming into that toothbrush. Y'all could have zoomed into anything else but that toothbrush. Y'all dirty for that, but hilarious. That was like early in the episode. Like, she just, I don't know how they patched that up, but they did. It showed her every time she doesn't get her way, she cries and this. And you can see Gino kind of sitting on the couch. She's like, Yep. I think he ended up giving in. I don't remember what that was. But back to the confessional. You know, I talk back and forth. I ramble, but I also like, I go back from one point to another. I never know where my sentences are going to end. But yeah, back to what I was saying with the confessional. Gino, she going in on him about his family, calling him trash, making him feel like he's like worthless. She then starts telling about her like, oh, fuck off. I want to go back to my ex. I'm going to go back to my ex that knows how to fuck me. And I was like, oh, damn. That hurt. But Gino wasn't giving it in. He didn't say, oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, you whore. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, Gino got some balls back. Gino Lit is tired of this lady berating him and making him feel worthless. And then she starts going in. Jasmine starts saying that, you know what? You want me back to my ex? Because she looked like he did, like she was offended that he said this to her. Well, she's saying, disrespecting him. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to go back to my ex that I just fucked a month ago. What? A month ago? And she said, like, I'll show you the video. Why do I want? And he's like, you want to see it? You want to see it? And he's going, yep. Let me see it. I'm like, whoa, Gino, why you want to see that? For even if she didn't do that, she's just saying these things to hurt you. That's not a person you want to be with. One, I don't want to see my girl get fucked by somebody else like a month ago or whatever. And I'm like, that should have been the end of the relationship. You could see her running out, going to like some bench outside, crying. And I'm like, how dare this woman cry after admitting to cheating on Gino, telling him that someone else fucks you better. And that may be true. Maybe not. But that's not something you throw at a man in his face. If he said that about his ex, she looked better than you, this and that, she would want to stab him with telling him he's trash. Jasmine is trash. I feel like this whole season, their whole relationship, it's like Gino's got his issues too. I'm not going to say he's perfect, but it's like, everyone's telling this man she's a gold digger. She's showing that she's a gold digger. She don't respect you as a person. She doesn't really like you. As soon as you tell her no, she throws these tantrums. She's telling you how awful you are in bed and this and that. I do know a couple of episodes before. Let me go back to this. Well, not back. This is something new. Earlier in a couple episodes before, she was so happy. Like, you could see her like salivating that she finally made the man bust. Because that's an issue that they have, that they can have sex, but he doesn't come. She's like, oh, I'm so happy you ejaculated. And like, the more they're talking, this is like, yes, you ejaculated because I peed on you. It's like, I mean, hey, all do what you want to do, player. Like, if that's what you get down, that's what you get down with, that's cool. But I guess like for him to bust, he had to let her pee on him. And she was bragging about it. I mean, not my cup of tea, not my cup of urine. but hey, if he likes it, that made him happy. But she was like happy that she finally made him like come, and like they were just, you could see him giggling, and she's like so like happy that she finally did it. And it seems like the only value this woman has is her body. She doesn't talk about what she actually does for him. She says all the things that she did say in one of the episodes, like, you know, you're not appreciating all the things I do for you. And like, I'm waiting for her to say something. I'm like, what do you do for this man? And then she just talks about sex. And it's like, that's the only value this woman seems to be having, brings to the table. It's like, and sex is great, amazing. But like, there should have to be like, you care about me. Can you cook for me? Can you treat me right? Can you not throw my business out in the streets every time? It does not seem like that she does anything for this man, other than just tries to give him sex. And yeah, I hope really Gino is done. I think when someone's super, anyway, we've all been through this. I'm 34 years old. I've been through some toxic relationships. Some of y'all going through that shit right now. Someone's attractiveness will get old. It will get tired and annoying. You have to be with someone that kind of respects you and likes you and treats you right. And Gino is not getting that from this lady. They have good days, but the bad days, I don't even know when they have good days. It's so hard to watch on 90 Day to ever see them have a good day. It's never happening. But the way she treats this man is just this horrible, man. Like, don't let that girl come back. And well, I was saying earlier, after she said all those things about how she's going to fuck her ex, he fucks her better, he's richer than you, is this and that. Why is she not with her ex? She didn't break up with her ex to be with Gino. That nigga didn't want her. She wants something that don't want her back. And she, you can see where she was talking to her ex earlier in the episodes, is that they were friends, but he's like, dude, it's like, I ain't going to deal with this bad attitude. I'll fuck you. I'll let you come through, but I'm not going to be with you. But Gino is willing to be with her, deal with her issues, deal with her being a verbally abusive, a little physically abusive, because she'd be throwing stuff. I don't know if they really be connecting, but if someone can throw you stuff and trash and this and that, that's kind of a physical abuse to me. All right, because you're not damaging my shit. And it would just seem to be like that. This whole episode, I've just been calling it, I'm just going to call this episode Gino and Jasmine. That's what I'm going to call it. Gino and Jasmine. Jasmine's trash. Boy, don't let her come to this country. Do not sign that visa, the K-1, nothing. Bro, move the fuck on. Because if she can treat you like this bad before she gets to the USA, and like, I think they're in Panama. It may not be, it's expensive. Everywhere's kind of expensive, but if she's treating you this much for like not paying these bills, not doing these things for her there, imagine her in America and where she can go run up, go on Instagram, go meet some millionaire or whatever. Dude, do not sign up for this. Do not, because you're also, when you sign those K-1 visas, you're stuck with that person for 10 years no matter what they do. Do not sign that visa, that K-1. Move on. Go find yourself another girl, because this one isn't it. She ain't going to give you kids. She ain't going to treat you right. She's trying to take all your money. She's trying to make you broke. And, bruh, you about to retire. Go move on. Find somebody else that's not going to make you feel bad. Bro, go back on them sugar baby websites. I don't care what people say that make you feel bad about it. Go do that. You can make a nice 20-something-year-old that treats you kind of okay, but you know what it is, and they go on their way, you go on yours. All right? I'm not going to do that. I ain't got money. sorry, baby, if you hear that. I was just joking. She knows that. She knows my bank account. I'm stupid. But anyway, bro, I keep saying this. It was a great episode of 90 Day. Before the 90 Day, the stars of this episode was Gino and Jasmine. I want Gino not to take her back, but without that entertainment of them together, because it's always that's what they do. Like, it's they get back together. She runs her game, trying to get something more money out of him, call him cheap bastard and this and that. And he caves eventually, and they get into drama and this and that. I think he's going to take her back, man, because it's hard for a person to really cut off a toxic relationship. Sometimes, you know, the crazy thing about toxic relationships, when you're the one getting abused, you're not the one leaving the relationship. You're waiting for that person, usually leaves the relationship first, and then you're like, okay, I can finally move on. Like, that's usually how toxic relationships work. It's never the person getting abused that finally leaves. Sometimes it happens, but I don't see Gino like giving up because she's hot. So he's going to keep trying to be with her. But I hope he smartens up, because he's like 50 something years old. Bro, you can't be getting treated like this, man. Like, this is not if you're a young man, like you're in your 20s, I'd be like, all right, this is your first girlfriend, this is your first like situation. I kind of see it, like, or you really care about them. And I don't know if you've ever been in some toxic relationships, but one toxic relationship would teach you not to get into another one. I don't know, but all right, guys, I'm just going to end this episode here. Thank you guys for listening. I know I rambled a lot about 90 Day Fiancé. This is the episode. Didn't have a lot to talk about other than the stars, baby. Jasmine, get some therapy. Do some actual therapy. Get some work on them tantrums. You were too old to be acting like that. It's entertaining. It's entertaining as fuck for me. So who am I? I'm just like everybody else. Like, we don't like Jasmine, but we do get entertained by her tantrums. I guarantee she's going to find another dude to hook up with and try to treat him like garbage. Oh, wait, didn't she do that before? No, that's a different couple. Yeah. All right, guys. This is your episode of the week. Thank you guys for listening. And the episodes before that I had, you know, thank you guys for listening to that one as well. But, you know, just trying to be a little bit more private with my life, and going to hear more from you guys. Thank you for listening. This is your boy, Ronald Preville, and this is Off the Handle. Bye.
Oh, thank you.